Welcome to the Hyperion Hub, your meeting place for all things Disney. Now your hosts.
Hello and welcome to the Hyperion Hub, your meeting place for all things Disney. I'm John Alois and I'm joined by Sean Degenhart.
Sports time!
And John Redlich Schaefer.
Go Broadway!
We're glad you're with us. You can join us on social media, follow us there, contact us, or send us an email at podcast@thehyperionhub.com. If you have a Disney review or want to talk about a recent trip, go ahead and send us a voice recorded message there as well, podcast@thehyperionhub.com, and we may play it on the show. Wherever you're listening to us, please subscribe. You'll never miss an episode. If you are listening to us on Apple Podcasts, please rate and review. It helps more people find the show.
It's time for our Disney views.
Some shows kick things off with Disney news. We like to give our Disney views. And this week, we'll go around the table and we'll talk about how do you keep the Disney magic going after your trip has concluded. Let's start with Sean.
For us, it's always still checking the app.
What's
the wait time for this? What if, you know, if we were there, how long would it be? What would we be doing? So still checking the app.
Yeah, that's cool. I love that.
We make a Shutterfly book on the website with all of our photos. And that way, you know, of course you can use cloud space and store all your photos and post all to social media, but we'll actually make a physical book. And there's a bookshelf dedicated to all of our trips in a row. So if the mood hits you some snowy or rainy afternoon, check local listings. You can check out all of the pictures of our past trips.
Are those available for us to come over and look at too?
Or just the librarian is a real stickler. You're going to have to check that out. Okay. And if you're 48 hours late on the check back in, it's a significant fine.
Okay.
And as I'm hearing these answers, I know for a fact we've done this before. That's okay. There have been
148 episodes.
185 episodes. And so I'm going to...
148. Well,
there was a period there where I was on strike, but we don't talk about that time, do we?
I like to create music videos and
say what?
Yes, oh. And share those with the world. But I have some great memories of shooting video with my kids when they were little, and again even while they were older. And I like to put in some production value in it as well. But the other thing that we do is I create playlists of the parks in order of the attractions that you would, and sometimes you're even standing in the queue line and you're hearing the music from the actual queue. So those are just some of the ways that we like to relive the magic. Share with us your ideas, podcast@thehyperionhub.com. Time for our Disney Madness tournaments. And last week we unveiled our brackets, and we'll remind you what those are as we go. And we'll vote on each game, and we'll see who moves forward on in our tournament. We're going to start things off. I think we should start at the top left. Do you agree? Okay. So we'll go with the first round.
Those opposed, same sign.
This was John's region, and it was Epcot World Showcase Pavilions. John, you want to start us off with the 1 versus the 8?
Yeah, so the 1-8 matchup will be on the one line, the United Kingdom and Canada, the Commonwealth countries, against the Norwegian / Arendelle Pavilion. I'm open for discussion, but I alluded to the reasons why I thought they deserve those rankings. Any comments from the Peanut Gallery?
I love the United Kingdom Pavilion. I love Canada's film. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think Frozen is an amazing attraction. Are we voting yet?
Feel free.
Sean?
I love Norway. Lots of fond memories. Our first princess dinner there with the girls back 12, 14 years ago. But I would lean more toward UK and Canada.
John?
Well, it looks like you're going there.
I just opened my pen, and all of a sudden he makes assumptions.
I love the Canada Pavilion. I love walking down into that little canyon area where there's a waterfall.
And so many people miss that.
Yeah.
They'll walk past and, oh, there looks to be some tall, what is that, a hotel or something over there? Oh, and I heard there's a steakhouse over there. Go, there's beautiful picture opportunities.
I've just eaten sitting, yeah. in the UK and Canada. I have not eaten in Norway. I'm going to go with UK and Canada.
Well, that's unanimous, and I'll say three words, actually, Rose and Crown. They'll do it all by itself in terms of UK, Canada, moving on.
Well, and I like all the hidden IP that's all throughout the buildings, whether it's some Alice in Wonderland references or Mary Poppins.
Or you go down a side Peter street Pan. And there's a poo greeting. There's like poo San sitting Francisco. In the middle of
Peter Pan shadows right. up top. Yeah.
And character meet and greets tucked around the corner. Sometimes it's Alice. Sometimes it's Winnie the Pooh. It's wonderful.
Mary Poppins yep. has been there.
All right, 4-5.
Okay, so the 4-5 matchup will be the Italy Pavilion at number 4 versus Japan at number 5. Now, this one's tougher. That's why the beauty of the 4-5 matchup. It's always tough. John is shaking his head and scratching his forehead. Sean, do you want to go first with any comments?
No comments, but I have a vote.
We're just not even going to elaborate. What do you want to say anything, John, before he votes?
My heritage tells me I have to vote for the Italy Pavilion, I am absolutely enthralled with the Japan Pavilion. I love the store. I love the museum that Japan has. Man, that one's tough. Ugh.
Well, let me say this. You know, they both have their own unique qualities, and they both are wonderful displays of their various cultures. You know, you'll be walking past Japan and that gentleman's up there playing the traditional drum mm-hmm. and you can just sit and watch for hours. Or then you move to Italy and there's the street performer and the wonderful
Italy has
food.
Probably my second favorite pizza on the planet too. So
after Via Napoli, what's number one over Via Napoli?
Maybe it's my first.
Really?
John's off of Times Square is up there, and then Paglia is in Carbondale, believe it or not.
Well, I'm sure the Imagineers were concerned about Carbondale, right. Illinois. Well, I'm sorry to say it, but it's vote time. Okay. John, what's your vote?
Sean. Italy.
You don't like Japan.
I like Japan.
Okay.
Why are you saying I don't like Japan?
I don't
Japan?
Know, because you were so adamant that you
No,
let's
I
Let's not make this
I,
a United Nations debate. Let's not. Let's move on, John.
Up to you.
Yeah,
is it?
I gotta, man. I think it's a better pavilion. I think Japan is. Man, I have such great memories with my parents in Italy.
I'm going to need a vote, Senator.
I know.
Don't write it yet. I haven't voted.
Forgive me. I'm going to go with Japan.
Ooh. I'm going to bail out, Mr. Alois, and Italy is my favorite of the two.
All right, good.
All right, the 3-6 matchup. We have...
Then I changed my vote. Go ahead.
The clerk had closed the vote. We're moving on. 3 is France, 6 Germany. All right, now the Battle of Western Europe begins anew, right? So you have France with a fantastic ride, fantastic foods, a fun movie, a chance to shop if you're into doing that as well. Germany, beer, brats, and a jovial atmosphere. I asked Sean first last time. John, what do you think?
Because of the attractions, I'm going to go with France.
John?
We have not been since Ratatouille opened, so I have fond memories of France, but I also love Germany. Being German, I love the Christmas shop with the blown glass ornaments.
Are you a
Snow
fan
White's
of Carmel?
Wishing well. So I will vote Germany.
Yeah, wonderful memories in Germany. You know, the Snow White meeting place.
Great
the
toy shop.
Great toy shop, the train community. But I also will go with France and highly encourage you ride Ratatouille as soon as you can.
Yes.
And then the 2-7 matchup. 2, the Mexican Pavilion against the Chinese Pavilion at number 7. Sean, you're up.
Love the movie in China. Grand Fiesta Tour is fun in Mexico. I love the mariachi band standing outside playing. Love the pyramids there. I'm going to go with Mexico.
Okay. John?
Mexico.
He's right, Mexico.
I do love the China Pavilion. I love all these pavilions, but I prefer Mexico because, again, of the boat ride.
Well, and that's an important point. We love all of these things listed. But if given the choice, sometimes, you know, if you only have time to visit one of the pavilions on your way out, which one are you going to visit, right? Mm-hmm. And that's kind of the way you have to think about it. All right. Do you want to do first round matchups in all of the brackets?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. All right. So, John, Sean, you're up.
Animated feature films. As a reminder, a 1 versus 8 matchup is Beauty and the Beast matchup against Frozen. The 4 and 5 matchup is Cinderella versus Peter Pan. 3 and 6 would be Pinocchio and Little Mermaid. 2 and 7, Snow White versus Sleeping Beauty.
These are hard.
Let's start with number 1, Beauty and the Beast versus Frozen. John?
Well, you've got classic actors.
I think he meant me, but go ahead.
Oh, no. He may have looked at you, but I'm going first. Classic actors, wonderful actors versus modernization of an entire industry, right? With wonderful music on both sides. You know, John, I'm going to let you try to persuade me.
Oh,
not going to hit that side of my mouth. John, I'm going to let you try to persuade me one way or the other.
I think Beauty and the Beast, I think Frozen's a better story, to be honest with you, but I think Beauty and the Beast is, I do. I the story of two sisters coming together, and it was a completely different twist of anything that we had seen in any princess movie.
Certainly not the ending you expected.
Yeah.
Agreed.
But I think Beauty and the Beast is more classic. It had it was the first animated film up for Best Picture, so I'm going to go with Beauty and the Beast.
John, do you want to say anything?
No, you know my answer.
I tend to agree. I mean, when you think about legacy, sure, they're both going to have their own. Yes, going back to my side of the bracket, Epcot even has a ride dedicated to Frozen now in Norway, even though it's not in Norway. But in the end, when I think classic Disney animated film, I think Beauty and the Beast.
Yep, Beauty and the Beast. I gravitate toward those Western European fairy tales, just all that. Yeah, Beauty and the Beast.
All right, 4-5.
Okay, 4-5. Cinderella versus Peter Pan. John?
For me,
I was talking to him.
Oh, sorry.
I can go first on all of them, as much as I'd like to.
As much as I love Cinderella and as important as it is, I've just always been in love with Peter Pan, the film, the music.
Could you feel some connection to Peter himself not wanting to grow up?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's everything. It's the family. It's really, more than anything else, it's the score. I love the score. And it takes me back to my childhood. So I'm going with Peter Pan.
Fair enough. I look at both of these in terms of fond memories as a father, as a son, and through the eyes of my children and my parents. And to me, the one that appeals to all is the one that you mentioned is kind of bringing back Disney into a Renaissance period. Cinderella just is going to stand the test of time. Sure, Peter Pan will. Again, we love all of these entries, but to me, when I think Disney, and I walk into Disney World and see Cinderella's castle, I can't help. Again, we're talking movies, but my vote's Cinderella.
And we got engaged in front of that castle, and we had So This Is Love sung at our wedding. So I love Cinderella.
And I have a memory, and I think I've shared it here before, of dancing with Clara mm-hmm. when she was probably 4 years old, dancing in the living room, and all of a sudden she just runs off to her room. And I'm, what's happened? What, did I step on her foot or what? And as I'm going down the hallway to her room, I find her slipper in the hallway. So she had left that for me to go find her. So definitely.
That's so awesome.
Cinderella. All right. 3 versus 6. We've got Pinocchio versus The Little Mermaid.
Okay. Now, you're going to get mad at me.
No, you married a redhead.
We are all...
I don't want to say a thing in response to that.
That's not
when I was a kid, Pinocchio freaked me out.
Okay.
Freaked me out. There is no other way to say it. I've come to appreciate it. The love between, a puppet and his master, right, in a way. But I will say this. Clever, the redhead reference with Little Mermaid. But I will say that growing up in primarily the 80s, and seeing Disney bounce back with some of those wonderful movies, I'm inclined to vote for Little Mermaid.
John?
Pinocchio is my favorite animated film. I don't think it's the greatest story, but as far as technologically and just the pure beauty. I think nothing gets better than Pinocchio in my mind. Probably the most expensive dollar for dollar film they ever made, hand drawn. So that would be my vote, Pinocchio.
Pinocchio is beautiful. Little Mermaid, as we've discussed, really brought it back and brought back that Broadway style show. It's a tough one, but I would gravitate toward Pinocchio as well.
All right, 2 versus 7.
We have Snow White versus Sleeping Beauty. This will be a snoozer on both fronts. So, Snow White, 1937, Walt's Folly, bought the studio in Burbank. Sleeping Beauty, first widescreen princess film, correct, John?
Yes, that is correct.
Ivan Earle, beautiful background art and stylings. We have song scores in both. Snow White's the only original song score. Sleeping Beauty comes from the Tchaikovsky Ballet.
I mean, I think Sleeping Beauty is gorgeous, but very slow to me. I would vote for Snow White.
I go to the movie that started it all, yeah. Snow White.
Still the fairest in the land.
All right.
Wow, the 1 through 4 seeds so far carrying the day in both of those brackets.
Oh, yeah. Look at that. You sports breaking it down. All right.
Yeah, we need some upsets.
To the lands. Magic Kingdom Fantasyland, number 1, versus the 8th seed Disneyland's Adventureland. We've got, like I said, we've got the Tiki Room, but we have a smaller version of the Jungle Cruise, but it's smaller because of Indiana Jones, which is a masterful attraction.
There's no question in my mind it has to be Fantasyland. I mean, that's when you think Disney World, that's where your mind, it's where my mind goes. I mean, it's a small world, Peter Pan, the whole atmosphere is Disney personified for me.
Yeah, again, full disclosure, haven't been to Disneyland, but I appreciate the descriptions and have certainly read enough about these various lands. Too many memories to vote against Magic Kingdom Fantasyland.
So the winner in that bracket, Magic Kingdom's Fantasyland. In our 4-5 matchup, we have number 4, New Orleans Square, which Walt designed to look a lot like New Orleans, as it said, but he really wanted to pattern it after those winding streets, and you can kind of get lost in some of that little area over there.
Especially when you're trying to find a bathroom. It's like, where is it?
You've got...
Oh, I thought that's what the waterfront was for. No? Okay, just checking. Is he really doing that off the side of the riverboat?
Speaking of...
Oh, it no, is... you haven't.
No. Oh, okay. It is on the river. You've got Pirates of the Caribbean. You've got the Haunted Mansion. You've got Club 33.
Oh, do we?
Yes, you have that. And you've got the Blue Bayou Lagoon. So for me, New Orleans Square is, it was Walt's final land that he ever created. It goes up against Cars Land. Cars Land is two different lands from daytime to nighttime. Both times, it's pretty cool. At night, it's beautiful, and it has Radiator Springs Racers and 2 other attractions. This is a tough matchup, actually, probably.
Yeah. Cars Land is, I think, second to none as far as theming goes, and just the thrill of Radiator Springs Racers and just walking down Route 66.
Yeah.
I don't think we've done any of the other attractions except Radiator Springs Racers. But just seeing flows and, I mean, it's incredible. But I am going to have to go with New Orleans Square for the reasons that you've mentioned.
So in our family, we are obviously going to aim to head west soon enough. It doesn't matter in terms of the vote, but I would have gone with Cars Land just simply because that is probably number 1 on the entire family's list. Because of the theming.
Yeah, that's a great point.
I mean, they fell in love with Art of Animation Resort when we went and visited there and all of the cars sitting in the courtyard over by that particular building in Florida. So,
well, that's a modern family approach, though. I mean, you're going towards the intellectual property.
Of course, but at the same time, it looks like one of the coolest rides in the park.
Yeah, it is. It's one of the best things Disney's ever
done. So New Orleans Square moves on. All right.
Yes. So next up, we've got number 3. Galaxy's Edge from Hollywood Studios and Magic Kingdom's
Tomorrowland. I don't mean to alarm you all. And again, I enjoy Tomorrowland as much as the next person, especially the Carousel of Progress. But I have to tell you, I somewhat reluctantly went into Galaxy's Edge in our last trip to Florida, but I found myself having a good time. And based on the fact that I could enjoy rides that I knew nothing about, tells me that they put a lot of effort in there for not just the longtime fan of Star Wars, but the casual fan of fun. So my vote is for Galaxy's Edge.
John?
I love Space Mountain in Disneyland more than Disney World. Also adore Carousel of Progress and the People Mover. But beyond that, Tomorrowland is really, that's probably my least favorite land in the whole park. So I would have to go with Galaxy's Edge.
All right. Galaxy's Edge moves on. And finally, we have the 2 versus the 7. Number 2, Disneyland's Fantasyland versus Magic Kingdom's Frontierland. I love the length of Frontierland in Magic Kingdom. I love how it wraps around and you get to see Big Thunder Mountain. In Disneyland, their Fantasyland, everything is very compact, but it's got, they have unique attractions with Alice in Wonderland, and they only have one Dumbo attraction as opposed to two. Not that that hurts or helps, I'm just saying it. And they have Mr. Toad's Wild Ride, they have Pinocchio, they have Snow White, they have Storybook Canal, you go through Monstro, the whale.
Again, haven't been there. Sounds wonderful. I'm going to go on my gut, and Big Thunder Mountain Railroad. See, it takes the cake for me. And the fact that again, you can wander around and go watch bears sing to you, and in the near future, hopefully, ride a ride that involves Tiana. A lot of good memories, even having dinner at Pecos Bill's. So I'm Frontierland on this one.
This is tough. I mean, I just got through saying Fantasyland was it for me, but I love walking through Frontierland. Mm-hmm. Just love it with the river there and formerly Splash Mountain, soon to be Tiana's, Big Thunder, a favorite. This is tough. I am going to go with Frontierland.
Our first upset. Somebody made some money in Vegas on that one.
Just not trying to change your vote.
Yep, but the vote is closed, Senator. Move on.
You do have the Matterhorn and the original Small World.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. All right. Vote is closed. All right.
He didn't hear the bell closing the vote, did he?
On to live action. Number 1, Pirates versus number 8, Jungle Book from 2016. This is Jon Favreau's Jungle Book.
They're both so good, but when I think Pirates, I think franchise that has rejuvenated not just the ride, but the story itself. I'm a Pirates all the way.
And this is Curse of the Black Pearl, by the way, the first one.
I get what you're saying, but to me, you could have any of them.
Yeah, I can never keep track of which movie is which. I love exactly. them all. It's just one big Pirates movie, and I'm going to go with Pirates as well.
All right.
I assume they were your number one, so you're putting down Pirates.
Yes.
Okay.
Pirates moves on. Number 4, Love Bug versus number 5, Cruella. And two movies that I could have probably reversed had Love Bug not been 4 for me for pretty much my, the last 20 years. So, I'm crazy about both of these movies.
It has been a long time since I've seen Love Bug. I'm talking like maybe grade school, Friday afternoon, wheel in the film projector kind of time. And I don't know that I have seen Cruella except if the girls had it on while I was in the room.
Excellent movie.
On a stance of not a huge fan of what we call remakes, and I know this isn't a remake.
No,
I know, boy, you got a little, antsy.
What you didn't see was John trying to throw the table over.
They already did 2 live-action remakes of 101 Dalmatians.
Right.
Yeah, so this, you're right, this wasn't a remake.
It's not a remake.
Yeah.
But I am going to go with Love Bug. I think it's a more original story.
I smile every time I see a bug on the interstate with a big number 53 on it. I'm Love Bug on this one.
Yes, I agree. All right, Love Bug moves on. So we have number 3, Miracle, the story of the 1980 U.S. Olympic hockey team, and number 6, 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. I want to ask you, Do you know where the term miracle comes from?
No.
Sean? You don't? Okay.
The Bible.
No, not that miracle. This is...
The word is referenced a few times. Let's be clear. Yes.
Al Michaels traded to Universal for Oswald the Lucky Rabbit. Right. Al Michaels had the famous line, "Do you believe in miracles?" when the U.S. team beat the Russians. It was not supposed to
happen.
A
U.S. team of amateurs against Russian professionals.
Yes.
Okay.
College kids beating these professionals. And it was an amazing moment that I still remember.
I was too young, but from what people explained to me is people didn't understand hockey, that didn't follow the sport, but became hockey fans overnight, or at least acted like they knew enough about hockey to go, oh, it went in the net. That's a score, right? Or it's a goal. Okay, we're learning terminology as we go. I think Al Michaels has said he didn't really fully appreciate hockey, right?
I'm not sure. I thought he was a hockey fan, but maybe he said, okay. Maybe he learned more about it, you know, as they kind of went through the Olympics, but it was also on U.S. soil. I just remember my dad cheering like he would the Bears or the White Sox, and he didn't care about the Olympics so much, you know, especially the Winter Olympics.
You're still maybe thawing a little bit, but not quite. Gorbachev isn't in power, so you're still dealing with the Cold War overarching over this. I think a lot gets overlooked in the fact that this was not the gold medal game. This was simply the semifinal, right, to move on to the gold medal match. We haven't even talked about 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. I'm still bitter about how that ride is closed. So I was always going to go Miracle anyway.
So 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, a Walt Disney production from the 1950s.
First live action filmed in the United States. Up until that, it had been United Kingdom.
Excellent. Okay. So historical as well. And once again, directed by Richard Fleischer, who Walt had a rivalry with his uncle and his father, and he trusted Richard with this very important film for the studio.
I'm going to go with 20,000 Leagues.
John?
I voted for Miracle.
Okay. Miracle moves forward. All right. And finally, the 2 versus the 7. We have number 7, Enchanted, starring Amy Adams.
Sorry. What?
And number 2, Mary Poppins. Do you know?
He's holding his hand, holding me at play.
He's got duct tape ready to go and apply it if necessary.
Do you know the tie between these two movies? I think you do. I thought we talked about this before.
Maybe not.
The dancers from Mary Poppins have cameo roles in Enchanted in Central Park.
Oh, yeah. Did not know that.
Mm-hmm. Many, many years later. John, let's start with you.
Oh, I'm feeling a lot of pressure all of a sudden. I have 2 sets of eyes glaring at me. Enchanted, fun movie. I really, like you say, appreciate a modern take on a princess being dropped into New York City and trying her best to fit in. But, again, call me the historian, call me Mr. Classic. There's only one out of this matchup that needs to move on. Sharon's already writing the initials MP in his bracket. I will tend to agree on that analysis.
Sean,
really? You're going to ask me?
All right.
Yeah, we don't need to elaborate. But again, another bracket of 1, 2, 3, and 4. All right.
And once again, Robert Stevenson's 2 movies in my list move forward, Love Bug and Mary Poppins. Okay, top left quadrant. We're getting into the nitty-gritty here. We have Epcot World Showcase Pavilions.
Okay, 1 versus the 4, UK/Canada versus Italy. I don't care who wants to take the lead here. Sean, I know you were in favor of Italy at the start. John, I know you like Japan, but we gave you a second chance with Italy. If I could weigh in, I would, if I had to choose which one to visit, and I only could choose one, it would be the UK and Canada, as a side note.
I'm going to go with Italy for not only my own personal reasons, but I want to see...
Even though he didn't want it to advance.
Right. One pavilion beat 2 pavilions, so... As the underdog.
Oh, well. Okay.
UK.
All right. Oh. Thank you.
Wait, UK and Canada?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, you can vote for one.
UK is part of the Commonwealth.
All right. So now we have a unique Napoleonic connection between France and Mexico. That's right. Check your history books if you're wondering what that means. All right. You know, Honestly, I really hesitated putting Mexico as the number two seed at the beginning anyway. I'm not trying to sway anyone's vote here, but if all in all that I could spend multiple hours in, it would be France over Mexico, so I'm going with France.
France.
Yeah, France.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Sean.
Oh, boy. This one's going to get dicey.
It is. Beauty and the Beast against Cinderella. Academy Award winning, Academy Award nominated and winning film. Cinderella bringing back Disney, ushering in its silver age.
What did it win for? Song?
Best song.
Gotcha.
And maybe score.
I'll let you go first, John.
I'm going to go with Cinderella.
Me too.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. You know, I love Belle. I really do. And I love the Beast and the story. There's certain aspects of Beauty and the Beast that, I don't know. I mean, he's really rotten. like holding somebody captive, rotten. He changes and he redeems himself. Cinderella is so important to the studio. So is Beauty and the Beast. But I think that golden era started before Beauty and the Beast. If this were my list, it'd be different anyway. So, you know, I mean, we'd all have different lists.
Of course, sure.
You know?
Of course.
So I think Cinderella...
There's so much, and again, both movies do this. There's so much in the modern vernacular about, you know, a pumpkin or, you know, losing a slipper or finding your Prince Charming. I'm sorry, Cinderella carries the day for me.
Cinderella.
What would you have voted, Sean?
Well, he had Beauty and the Beast 1.
Again, irrelevant. Sometimes you can be persuaded by debate. That's the beauty of it.
Okay, Pinocchio versus Snow White. Number one and number two films.
Well, since one still creeps me out, I still will go with Snow White. But no, in all honesty, I'm hard-pressed to go. They're both fantastic. If I may have a biased opinion, Snow White was the one that planted a kiss on my youngest when we were at Akershus, and so she'll always have a special place in my heart anyway. Snow White it is for me.
I love the technical achievement from Snow White and what they learned on that film and utilized in other films moving forward. But again, Pinocchio is my at the top of my list.
Okay.
Snow White.
Still the fairest in the land.
All right.
All right, lands. We have the number one seed, Magic Kingdom's Fantasyland, going against number four, New Orleans Square.
It's not a question for me. It's
got
to be Fantasyland.
Okay. John?
Well, again, do I want to see Walt's Park and his land here? Absolutely. And may I fall in love with it? Absolutely. But right now, when I think of the totality of the company and the parks division, Magic Kingdom Fantasyland is the standard.
Right.
So I agree.
And we have a number three seed, Galaxy's Edge from Disney's Hollywood Studios, going against Magic Kingdom's Frontierland, which is a 7 seed.
I don't care what the numbers say. I care that Frontierland is one of my favorite lands that I've ever been to. And I compare it to Galaxy's Edge, but if given the choice, I know where I'm going. And I'm riding railroads and I'm going to walk around and, like I said, just enjoy the atmosphere and a random parade that breaks out in Frontierland.
Frontierland, you feel like you're in Disney World. Galaxy's Edge, you don't necessarily feel like there's not a super as close association with Disney as there is with Frontierland.
Fair.
Even though there's really not much IP in Fantasyland apart from, you know, what will be Tiana's...
In Frontierland.
In Frontierland, yeah. Right. I love Galaxy's Edge, but I am going to go with Frontierland.
Wow, 7-7 moving
sneaking
forward.
Through.
All right.
Making the Elite Eight.
Down in our right-hand quadrant in live-action films, we have the one seed, Pirates of the Caribbean, Curse of the Black Pearl, going against the four seed, the Love Bug.
I love Herbie, but man, it's I think Herbie's going to sink to the bottom of the ocean the moment a cannon gets aimed at him. So I'm going for Pirates.
Pirates.
All right, and down at the bottom we have Miracle at the 3 seed against Mary Poppins, the 2 seed.
I guess we don't have to ask Sean.
You don't have to ask me.
Miracle encapsulates a very historical moment. Mary Poppins is historical in itself. So to me, it's there Mary Poppins.
Go. Very good.
Hey, thanks. That was your idea.
So we have the one seed Pirates versus the two Mary Poppins. Okay, back to the top left quadrant.
Okay.
This gets nasty now.
One versus three.
We've got a long-standing tension between these countries, don't we? And poor Canada's in the middle where it's got French and English as the national languages. My goodness.
Channel in between this.
So tell us what the one is and then...
So UK, Canada is your one seed versus the third seed, France. I have my inclination, but I want you guys to weigh in first. Who wants to take a gander of what we should do?
Go ahead, Sean.
I love the UK, as we've already discussed. But I am really looking forward to getting to France where we can do Ratatouille and some of those other things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to lean toward France for this one.
Okay. John?
Yeah, France.
I know I picked UK and Canada as number one because that probably constitutes the high end of my expectations of being in the World Showcase. But totality of the pavilion itself, France. I agree. So that's how a three seed can beat a one seed, John. Just like that.
All right. And then we have down at the bottom.
Ooh. I'm not voting
four
on this
versus
one.
A two.
Cinderella versus Snow White.
The two behemoths go head to head.
Right.
I feel like Cinderella is Walt Disney's greatest animated film. And even though I love Pinocchio more.
No, we're Snow White. Versus Cinderella.
I know, but I've always said Pinocchio's at the top of my list. I think Cinderella is as close to perfection that Walt ever achieved on the animated side. Story, technical, songs, everything about it.
And I'm left, as I mentioned Cinderella Castle, I'm also left to realize that within the last decade, the parks can pay a tribute to Snow White with one of the coolest rides at Disney World was Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. And the whole story, and not the whole story, but a good chunk of the story is told in that ride and takes you back to the movie, the queue and all of that.
A dream is a wish your heart makes versus someday my prince will come.
Okay, he's trying to lobby, but it's not going to change my vote. My vote is Snow White.
Okay,
so it's up to me, right?
Yeah.
Well, you've got her at two.
Again, the numbers don't matter. It's the matchups.
There would be no Cinderella if it weren't for Snow White.
All right. Top right corner under lands. We have the one seed, Magic Kingdom Fantasyland versus the number seven.
I think my train station just blew by, and I'm going to have to go against my buddies there at Big Thunder Mountain. So I'm Fantasyland.
Okay. Well, I mean, I'm Fantasy.
Yeah, Fantasy.
Yes.
The seven was Frontierland, by the way. All right. And
its
then,
own Cinderella season just came to an end. Right.
Down at the bottom, we have top seed Pirates of the Caribbean versus my number two. This is the only bracket that this ended up working out this way. Mary Poppins. I think I know where we'll go. I don't have an argument for either one being better than the other. I mean, I don't think Mary Poppins is better than
they're
Pirates.
They're each so good in their own lanes.
And
I don't
so
dispute
different.
That. And they're so
they're
different.
Very different. But that's the point of this tournament. We're going to, you know, I think we had a Dole Whip versus the Grand Floridian one year, right? So, I mean, that's the point of it. So.
And I think about, you know, without Cinderella, there's no Snow White. Without Mary Poppins and its success, we are missing a lot in today's culture. Yes, Johnny Depp can show up and stand in on a pirate's ride, and it has its own unique niche in public culture. But I'm Mary Poppins.
Feed the birds. Chim Chim Cheree. Julie Andrews.
He slipped me two pence. Excuse me, tuppence before we had that vote.
What's cool, we don't have any Cinderellas left, no pun intended, but we...
Well, we still have upsets. I mean, technically, you have a three seed.
The highest seed is a three, so that's pretty... I mean, we listed our favorites, and they lasted throughout. Okay, so now we're into the final four, and we have Epcot World Showcase Pavilion, the three seed France versus the animated feature Snow White.
It's a shame it's not Beauty and the Beast at this point, though, isn't it? Right against France.
Yeah, yeah, that'd be cool. Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay, so who wants to do the lobbying?
We'll let Sean go first.
It's got to be Snow White in my book.
I would go with Snow White.
It's hard to, you know, that's the downfall of a pavilion. Unfortunately, whether it be a hotel or a particular portion of the park, I fear that something like this going up against the juggernaut that is Snow White is, right, is always going to go down. Ooh, a one versus two on the other side.
All right, so on the other side, we have from the Lands region, Magic Kingdom's Fantasyland versus the, which is the top seed in that region, versus the number two seed in the live action films region, Mary Poppins.
I think Sean's in a bit of a pickle.
I don't know.
Do you think he's just going to go straight for it? His glasses are up.
Again.
His arms are folded.
Walt's, in my opinion, greatest achievement on the live action side. You've got the Sherman brothers. You've got Julie Andrews, who
first film role
did not get the role for, what was
My Fair Lady.
My Fair Lady, and made a point to mention that in her acceptance speech at the Academy Awards when she won the Oscar for Mary Poppins. In Fantasyland, you've got the Sherman brothers. It's a Small World. You've got Peter Pan. An original attraction to the Magic Kingdom, not to the Magic Kingdom, but an original attraction that's still there. You've got three whole areas of Fantasyland, different lands, within the land, plus Cinderella Castle. So I'll let you all decide first.
Well, no, here's the thing. Mary Poppins stands up on its own. Fantasyland encompasses a lot more. But do we even have Fantasyland without the success of Mary Poppins?
There's no IP with Mary Poppins in it.
Well, you've got
currently.
Well, you've got Grand Floridian. It's got
that's
Mary
true.
The Villas has true. It in there. And I maybe it's just because I recently watched that Celebration for Dick Van Dyke. You know, it makes you nostalgic. But that's a tough call. Sean, I'm going to look to you for some guidance before I make my decision.
I could live in Fantasyland.
Fair enough.
You can't legally, though. I don't know if you know.
You tried it.
Yeah, I've looked for
the statute of limitations runs out very soon on the trespass charge.
However, Mary Poppins is with me, can be with me 365 days a year versus being in Fantasyland at most two or three days a year. That score means so much to me, as you know, and our relationship with the Sherman family and Fantasyland, though. You walk down the street and there it is. I'm going to go with Poppins.
Wow.
He won me over. Because for me, I mean, since they're two different categories, Yeah,
I'm sitting here, and I shouldn't look ahead. You're never supposed to look to the game after the one at issue. But I mean, we find ourselves potentially having two movies face each other, mm-hmm. right? Sean, I loved your comment about how you again, legalities aside, Fantasyland is so wonderful, and as you walk in, sometimes you hear Feed the Birds, right? And even that song can take you, away from the stress of everyday life. I respect everything you said about Mary Poppins, but Fantasyland is Disney to me.
Hmm. Oh, man, you won me over, too.
We're good at that.
I was just about to write MP in there.
No, here we go.
Man, and you're more of a parks guy, and I'm more of a film guy.
I am, and I don't dispute that.
I have great memories, sentimental memories for both, really. Mm-hmm.
Just remember, Jeff Sherman might be listening to this.
I understand.
Show.
Oh, yeah. No.
This.
No, I get that. And it also, depending on who I select,
Small World ain't bad, huh?
Between Fantasyland.
What do we say every time we leave Small World?
Thanks, Bob.
Which, if I put, it's interesting because I think we'll have a different champion. Whoever selects,
I think you're right.
Here. Mm-hmm. So I'm going with Mary Poppins. I think Mary Poppins is an achievement the backstory alone is an amazing.
You don't have to justify it.
Amazing achievement. So, yeah. Okay.
So we're looking at Snow White versus Mary Poppins. Time for me to go. I'm getting tired.
Yep.
To me, it's a no-brainer, but I'll let you guys talk about
it. It's a no-brainer to me.
Go ahead, Sean. No, see if you can win us over.
I want to hear your answers.
Mary Poppins.
Snow White.
No.
Remember, the Shermans might be listening.
Snow White.
Databoy.
No. I'm beginning my monologue.
Oh, okay.
Wake me up when he's done.
Snow White, Walt's dream to do an animated feature. Pushed his staff so hard. Walt's folly, it'll never happen.
I'm waiting for the butt.
Well, there's no butt.
People thought you'd have headaches after watching an animated feature.
Mortgaging your house.
Yep.
And it bought the studio in Burbank.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it did.
Mary Poppins.
And ended the Hyperion Avenue studio.
Well, that's why we're here, to continue that memory. Mary Poppins, as you mentioned, the backstory. It was a project he had wanted to do for a long time. When you look at, you know, he gave the book to Bob and Dick Sherman.
They all picked the same
and they
chapters.
Can I tell my story there?
Sorry.
This is my time. They all picked the same chapters that they thought would work well, pulled out all the stops. One of the major first combinations of animated and live action, Dick Van Dyke, Julie Andrews, David Tomlinson, Glynis Johns. You have that score, of course, from the Shermans. The heart in Snow White.
The pig heart that gets cut out.
Oh. The heart of a pig. With Mary Poppins, you have got the restoration of a family. It goes a little bit deeper than, you know, jealousy and finding true love.
Oh, the story.
Than does. Snow White does, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah. I think it's a richer story.
Yes. So I'm going with Mary Poppins.
Mary Poppins wins our 2024 Disney Madness Tournament. That's pretty incredible.
Ain't it a glorious day?
A 2-seed.
Yes. Excellent. Thank you both for participating this epic
the
tournament.
The views expressed in the Hyperion Hub do not necessarily reflect those.
No, I mean, you can't go wrong.
No.
Right?
No, again, we love everything that's on this list.
Yeah, exactly. You can't go wrong with our final four. I love everything on this list. I really do. Well, we hope you enjoyed our list. If you dispute some of our...
I dispute some of our
list. Our winners, please send us your thoughts at podcast@thehyperionhub.com. You can also share thoughts on social media. Follow us there. If you'd like to send us a review of a film or a restaurant or a trip report or anything like that, you can send us a voice recorded message at podcast@thehyperionhub.com and we may play it on the show. Wherever you're listening to us, please subscribe. You'll never miss an episode. If you're listening to us on Apple Podcasts, please rate and review. It helps more people find the show. Till next week, have a great one, everyone.
We're glad you could join us. We'd love to hear from you. You can email or send us a recorded audio message at podcast@thehyperionhub.com. Find us on social media. The Hyperion Hub is not affiliated with the Walt Disney Company or its subsidiaries. We'll meet you next time at the Hyperion Hub.